Good evening, friends, and welcome, visitors, to St. Francis. This is Ash Wednesday. Lent's long shadows have arrived. Let us embrace them.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus said, "Beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them, for then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. So whenever you give alms, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be praised by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be done in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, so that they may be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you fast, do not look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces so as to show others that they are fasting. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that your fasting may be seen not by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust consume, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consumes, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Let us pray. Examine me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and discover my thoughts, and lead me in the way that is everlasting. Amen. Please be seated. In the course of my training to be a priest, I worked with a rector who didn't seem especially prayerful, at least in the ways that I imagined she'd be. As far as I knew, she didn't pray the daily office, morning prayer, noonday prayer, evening prayer, or compline. I never saw or heard of her engaging in any other prayer practice. In fact, I never saw or heard her engaging in any personal prayers at all. Until one Sunday between services, I needed to ask her a question, and I couldn't find her at coffee hour. As I began to search the campus to see if I could find her, I looked into the chapel and saw her there, kneeling and praying. No one else was around. No one else was about to come in. She was alone with God. That image is lovingly filed away in my memory, and the lesson I learned about personal prayer being personal is forever in my heart. I was still naive enough at that point in my training to think that as a priest, my personal prayer life was supposed to be on display. And when I looked into my heart, I discovered to my horror that I wanted to be admired for my exemplary piety, at least just a little bit. I cared what people thought. Seeing my mentor alone in the chapel set me straight. My personal prayer life wasn't for others. Making it so only made it about me instead of about God. Beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them, Jesus warns in the gospel passage we just heard. Now, piety might not be the best translation of the Greek word used here. It makes us think of devoutness, when the better translation is something more like righteousness or uprightness or integrity, even condition acceptable to God. These translations perhaps give us a better understanding of what Jesus is saying. Beware of practicing your righteousness, your condition acceptable to God before others in order to be seen by them. Jesus assumes that we're already being righteous and doing righteous deeds, but he warns us against making all that about us. It becomes about us when we have the wrong motivation, when we give to others in order to look generous, when we make a charitable contribution in order to get a tax deduction, when we come to church in order to keep our appearance as a good Christian, when we give up something for Lent in order to show how penitential we can be. By the way, to one extent or another, I've done all those things in my life. True. But did you hear all the in order to's there? It becomes about us when we manipulate our uprightness and our good deeds to serve a purpose for us, instead of being upright and doing good solely because they are the right things to do. Jesus makes it clear that there can be no in order to. We can't even do the things that Jesus commands us to do in order to receive our reward in heaven. We do them to reveal God's never-ending love in this world. We give alms, we pray, we practice self-denial, and we do it all in secret, as Jesus says, because it brings glory to God, not ourselves, and because it brings us closer to God. God sees us. God notices us. That's where our treasure lies, not in any reward we seek and hoard in this world, in this life. It becomes our focus. Real love focuses on the beloved, the Reverend Dr. Judith Jones reminds us, not on the onlooker. Would I shout the words in the street for all the neighbors to hear? Or would I hug my mother and murmur the words in her ear? So as we begin the season of Lent, we're called to examine our motives and aspire to a higher righteousness, one with no pretenses, no in order to's, where we're certain that our focus is on God and nowhere else. In a few moments, Father Colville will invite you to a holy Lent marked by self-examination and repentance, by prayer, fasting, and self-denial, and by reading and meditating on Scripture. We'll then impose ashes on the foreheads of those of you who wish to receive them as a sign of your mortality and of your intent to die to your worldly desires and motivations and live in Christ. As you leave this place, they'll be visible for everyone to see, everyone but you. It's up to you to decide where those ashes really are. On your forehead, where everyone else sees them, or on your heart, where only God sees them. Amen. Let us go forth in the name of Christ.
Thanks.